Many of you are watching me now are fans of Nigella Lawson. I've always enjoyed her series, especially those that went out before Christmas, but I have to say, to be honest, I love all her cookery shows. In previous years, almost every one of her programme would end with serving a feast to a group of friends, all under some beautiful twinkling lights and all washed down with lashings of alcohol. Christmas, Nigella has been subtly telling us for years, was all about having a large group of people to your home, feeding them her treacle-coated ham, and all around the table would be great conversation, good crack, laughter as people moaned in ecstasy at the food offered up on her Christmas altar. It's pretty much an idealised picture, never reflected anything that happened in my home. I don't know about yours. But certainly the message was about Christmas, was about having large meals with loads of people around, having the right food and the right atmosphere. But this year's offering from Nigella, Cook, Eat and Repeat, has a completely different tone, hasn't it? Instead of large celebrations with elaborate food, we find Nigella cooking alone and for herself. At peace, maybe, with the idea of spending time cooking something just for her. I didn't see very much of the series, but two episodes I did manage to drop on in on saw one of her cooking a deep fried chicken sandwich just for her, and another one she made a creme caramel for one. Who has ever done that? But this year, this Christmas, Nigella showed us that was okay. This year, Nigella made her world smaller. Christmas isn't cancelled, but it's different. And it's not just Nigella. I wonder if any of you have noticed the Christmas ads even setting a different tone this year. I'm thinking of one in particular where the girlfriend sends her boyfriend a bottle of her favourite perfume so he can be reminded of her even when they are apart. When opportunities for connection are removed from us, we each begin to realise just how important connection really is. Now, since November, we have been seeking the hope of connecting with our loved ones at Christmas. Can we meet with others? Who are we allowed to meet on Christmas Day? That yearning for connection above all else this year. And this year, probably for the first time in history, our government has been obsessed with who we can connect with at Christmas. 2 weeks ago, we thought we could have a small scale gathering. But on Saturday just past, just before the Strictly final, and by the way, I wanted Maisie to win, our hopes were dashed again. What we want for Christmas is not the toys, the games, the fancy dinner table, the elaborate menus, but connecting with others. It matters to us. We are made for connection. But this year, after such a hard year, many of us will be watching this alone, when we would have loved to have spent time with our family and friends. And that is just so hard. Some of us are able to be with some family and friends, and for that we give thanks. But really, hasn't connecting has just on a human level has just been a constant challenge for us this past 9 months. But actually, for Christians, this time of year, this Christmas, is about when Christians celebrate that God connects with us via his son Jesus. That Jesus left his place in heaven to come to earth as a newborn baby with all the vulnerability that comes with that. We have just watched many folk in the church get together and tell the story of Jesus coming to earth, the nativity story. And wasn't it lovely to connect, even if only online, to see so many familiar faces? The yearning to connect is indeed strong. But even more, God wants to connect with each one of us. And we know that because Jesus came to earth to bridge the gap between God and humankind. In Jesus, we can reconnect with God and with each other. This Christmas 2020, the year when we finally twig the importance of connection, choose to say yes to connection with Jesus, the one who by his Spirit will be with you always and is not affected by any lockdown restrictions. You know, like Nigella, there will be times when the only person we cook for is ourselves, and we may feel alone. But Christmas reminds us that we are not alone in this. God wants to be part of our story, and he invites each one of us to be a part of his. And so this Christmas day, guided by the Holy Spirit, we choose to connect with Jesus as we join with the angels to declare glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Jesus is still our joy in 2020. He is still our peace. He is no longer a babe in the manger. He is Lord of lords and King of kings. And we still celebrate Jesus as Lord this Christmas and always. Amen.